Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with one of my favorite people on the planet, Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer, former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. Many of you see him on CNBC over the years. He's been a great contributor to that to that show, and especially the morning show. Bob, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the monetary policy of the United States of America as managed by the Federal Reserve Bank. And Bob, let's talk about the other thing that they can do, and that's the easing of the liquidity. They've got $4.5 trillion in their balance sheet. That's unprecedented, isn't it?
It's unprecedented. And most people seem to think because it's unprecedented, it's got to be run down. And I'm not sure I understand what's the urgency of running it down. I think just leaving it there would be okay.
It's not hurting anything to be left there, is it?
Pardon?
It's not hurting anything sitting there, right?
I don't think it's hurting anything, and it's keeping the cost of the debt for the government lower.
Right.
I mean, the government pays interest on those bonds, but then the Fed turns it back over to the Treasury, so they're getting a free ride there.
Would that be
causing, you know, too rapid a monetary expansion or too easy a condition?
So let me ask you this question:
problem, but I don't think that's the case yet.
What would be the effect? Let's say that the economy took off. Let's say they get corporate tax reform. They get tax reform done, they get health care reform done, they get all these scandals settled down, and the economy starts taking off, and now we do have a little bit of an overheating situation. We got 3+ growth rate per year over year. Would easing that, would liquidating some of that balance sheet, what would be the effect of that on an economy?
Well, from your money and banking textbooks, anytime you sell, the Fed sells government securities, it shrinks the money supply. And when they buy them, it expands it. Now, when they build up that big inventory of government securities, it increased bank reserves, but banks didn't fully utilize those reserves in creating money. So it got that big without too rapid a rate of growth of money. So conceivably, it could shrink back down without having much impact on money as well.
But would it?
But we don't know. Just be quite different than the dynamic of going up.
Because we've never had that. We don't know what it would do, really, because we've never been here before.
It's unprecedented, right?
So, but am I thinking wrong when I say that by liquidating some of that balance sheet would be in effect a cooling effect on the economy?
Yes, you're thinking correctly. It would be if it behaves in a traditional way, and if not, it just have no effect.
I'm thinking in the past, the only thing the Fed used mostly was interest rates, up and down, cools the economy down.
They affected interest rates through their open market operation.
Right.
But then when they started paying interest on reserves, banks became more willing to hold excess reserves and not use all of them they could for lending and investing. So they've got this big buffer. You can think of that pile of government securities as sort of insulating the banking system from open market operations.
Right, and see, what I'm wondering is, let's say that the economy overheated, and rather than raise rates every time to cool the economy, that would also hurt small businesses. You know, you and I talked about this way back in the late 90s and in the early part of this century about every time they raised rates like they did back then, it was hurting small businesses. But what if wouldn't it be more beneficial for Main Street if in order to cool the economy a little bit, instead of just raising the rates and making prime go up to, you know, 8 or 9%, that they liquidated some of their assets, and that would have a different effect on Main Street, wouldn't it?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, monetary policy works partly through rates and partly through just the quantity of money, and I don't think the Fed has the ability to make it one or the other totally. Whenever they do something that influences one, it's going to tend to influence the other. But you're right. If the money supply could grow somewhat slower without rates going up, then small business, I guess, would be better off.
Mm-hmm. And see, my Jake Leg, as you and I grew up with that term, my Jake Leg economist approach to things, mostly from having listened to you all these years, is that surely, if I'm relying on Main Street small businesses and Main Street community banks, I got to believe that it's going to be better for small businesses if the Fed cools the economy by liquidating their assets rather than raising rates more. That just makes sense.
I agree with you if such a thing is possible. Okay. I'm just not sure that they can be.
We don't know if that unicorn lives yet. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Did you say Jack Leg?
Don't you remember that?
To me, it was Jack Leg.
Okay. Well, that was Georgia. That's what you guys call it over in Georgia.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, hold on to that thought. Quick break, right back with our good friend Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Cross the Mersey. Cause this land's the place I love, and here I...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.